Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to our KD&K Airwaves, the one and only Allie from Roaring Fork Beer Company. Hey, Allie.
Hi.
Good to see ya.
Me too. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And we have another very, very special guest in the studio with us today. You guys know him and love him, local artist Chad Steig.
Hello.
Hey, good to see you, man.
You as well, my friend. Thanks.
And so tell us why we're all gathered here this afternoon. What's going on, Allie?
Yeah, so we are having an art reception for Chad and his work. Chad is one of my featured artists in Batch. I only have a few that I've sort of given space to, you know, use as their gallery, really kind of whatever they want to do. So Chad is one of our featured artists. I would say the majority of our art in there is Chad's. So this is his first show, really, and he's going to have a lot of new pieces, and I think some favorite ones will be still, you know, showed in Batch. So,
this is
really
next
excited.
Thursday, Valentine's Day,
yes.
The 14th, and you have been very public in the Facebook event and stuff and saying this is kind of an anti-Valentine's thing. So if you're in love with someone, that you can come to this.
Yes,
if
all
you're
are
not,
welcome.
You can
no,
also come
no,
to this.
No, you can't.
No love will be at this show.
No love
except for
at this show.
Love
every
for
other
Chad's
show.
Work. Chad, give us a little bit of your background. How long you been in the Valley and how long you been doing art?
Oh, man, I've been here about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. Came here on vacation and ended up staying like many other people do.
Sure.
But, you know, I've been doing art in so many various different forms for 20 plus years, 15 about professionally. And it's just a great way to be.
And talk about some of the pieces. Now, are there a couple of Chad's pieces that are actually permanent that are like RFBC or Batch property, or is everything of his available to someone off the street to buy?
I think those are all in your house.
I was going to say, I have a lot of his pieces in our house. Everything is available, yes.
Okay. And so, Chad, talk a little bit about how you work. What kind of stuff do you do, and what are you going to be showing us on Thursday?
You know, there'll be about 8 new pieces there, I believe.
Sweet.
So it'll kind of be the old stuff that's good will stay. Some of the other stuff will rotate through. But, you know, man, my stuff is, it varies from one spectrum then completely to the other. It's either some really tight stencil work. I do a lot of like bigger landscape kind of abstract pieces, cityscapes. I've got a lot of new pieces that are kind of Southwest influenced. Spent some time recently in the fall that gave me some good ideas. So there'll be some new types of stuff that's not urban, but, you know, a lot of urban abstract landscapes. That seems
and
to,
all shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes. This one, there's a lot of pieces. I do a lot of epoxy work on top of stuff, so it kind of brightens it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these new pieces are kind of venturing away from that, but still in a good way. So,
and so... talk about this name, The Art of Cool. Where does that come from?
Well, Chad actually has a piece called, he hates the name. he actually has a piece that says The Art of Cool, and it's in Batch. And it's on an old Frigidaire freezer door, which is cool, you know.
I'm glad we discussed this now that it's out there on the airwaves. It's a refrigerator door is what it's referring to.
Yes.
It's a good time.
And also because... he's just cool. And so, so I thought that would be a fun name. But he does have a piece of art that says that, and it is hanging in Batch, and it's one of my favorites.
And that actually is one that she owns. That's not
I do
same.
Own it.
So that's
mine.
Get hands off.
Hands off.
So in terms of what else has been going on with Batch lately, I just think it's important, and we want to talk more with Chad, but it's important to think about in all the cool stuff happening with local businesses and with local arts, it seems like Batch has sort of put a stamp on saying, like, look, we're part of the scene now, not just as a place to go have a fresh beer or a hard seltzer or something, or a nice Zap potato chip, but also doing a lot more kind of pop-ups and working with folks doing benefits, doing events. And so talk a little bit about that strategy of, you know, being at the brewery and opening on Main Street and how that evolution has come to where you are.
Yeah, it sort of happened at our old location on Dolores Way, you know, became this little funky hub for, you know, just really industry people, artisans, community people. And I thought, you know, what a great opportunity that we have to hold space for all those people to come and showcase their works. So I really popped it off at the old spot and had a lot of Chad's pieces in there beforehand as well. You know, Batch is a really special place. Everyone feels very comfortable there. They like to hang out there for a long time. And I just thought... that it was a great opportunity to welcome everyone in. So the pop-ups started happening over the holidays and they just went off. And it was great. So this is sort of my next pop-up. We've been sort of quiet in January because everyone's tired, and but it's a nice venue to showcase, you know, craft beer, art, food, and really just create a good environment
and do some fundraising for folks. I mean, I know for me, I believe it was an As Yep trivia that was the first kind of fundraiser I attended at Batch. And and it just seems like there's so many different groups doing so many different kinds of good work. And of course, there's so many places that are supporting folks, right? I mean, Fat Tie hosts us for Ladies Arm Wrestling, and Beer Works brings in folks to do, you know, bingo and stuff like that, you know. So there are lots of, you know, kind of cool partnerships bubbling. And it seems like that's been really great to watch grow and actually be successful too. Because we can all, anyone can put on an event, and if no one shows, like, you know,
right,
at some point you have to decide if it's worth doing. But let's talk about food too, because now there is a food opportunity simultaneous to this art opening on Thursday. Right. It's now sold out. So
it is sold out. We may have a little extra seating, you know, if you just walk in. We're doing a ramen dinner in-house with our new eatery, Carousel 42.
Yeah, so tell us about how this came together. I know you've talked about this on KD&K once before, but I think a lot of people may not even, haven't been in there, or like they didn't notice that the window was there, or, you know. So, exactly. So how did this come together?
You know, we've always wanted to elevate our experience at Batch, and the one thing that we were sort of missing is the food aspect. And you know, we had a great partnership with Fat Tie and Town when it was in existence, and having delivery, but we wanted to do it ourselves. So we have a new head chef, Josh Rutherford. Most people know and love him.
Yeah,
he's
Josh,
a Texas boy.
Yeah. So how did you guys get hooked up together?
I've known Josh for quite a while through Mark Harden, from Field to Fork Kitchen. And, Josh has worked at some wonderful restaurants in the Valley. So, I sort of feel like we won the lottery with him, and, he's great, and he's passionate, and it's been going really well.
And unique. I mean, there's so much good food. We are so spoiled for the, you know, per capita here. But it definitely things on the menu and styles that I'm just not seeing anywhere else in town right now. So that's kind of fun to get to add something unique to the mix. You know, I was great to read the Best Burgers issue in Soap or Sun last week and think about the debates around best bun, best presentation, best meat. And I love that Fat Belly got best value, but they were only third place. I think maybe Silo got dinged a little bit for putting kale on the burger.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But I mean, you know, it was, in some ways that was sort of unfair because Will said, surprise me. So they were like, well, here's a surprise. And then the judges were like, well, we don't like kale. And so then, of course, Poorhouse won best burger. I think all those things are up for debate, and it's fun. It prompts conversation. But I feel like some of the things you guys have on the menu, I've never seen, or either ever, or at least never in Carbondale.
Yeah, we're trying to switch it up, you know, so that we have something different to offer. And Josh is really trained with sushi and sort of Asian fare, but he's also from the South. So it's a sort of nice mix of the two. But it's been going really well, and I encourage everyone to come in and try. We have something for everyone.
So tell us about when food is available at Batch.
Noon to 9, Tuesday through Saturday.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty consistent.
All day. Okay, cool.
Yep. Well, before we get back into music here in the next hour, I just want to spend a few more minutes talking to Chad a little bit and ask you, you know, in terms of your relationship with Batch, what's it been like for you as an artist to feel like you have at least one of probably more than, you know, several homes for your work?
Right.
What's it like to have that relationship with a small business and with a place where you can continuously exhibit new pieces? Does that prompt you to do more work? Like, does that get you back, you know, at the canvas?
Oh yeah. It's super inspiring, especially that being that type of place. It's one of those places you see in a magazine where you flip through and you're like, oh, I want to drink a beer in that place. But you think it probably doesn't exist, and it does actually exist. And it's really, really cool. It's all family. I mean, it's all friends. You can be having the worst day and pop in there and see somebody, you know, and end up, you know, changing your mood. So that, you know, is clearly a good reason to want to be involved with it. And I get to hang my stuff next to other killer
artists. That's
what
I was going
to
ask you.
Chris Erickson.
Yeah, who else are you motivated by there? Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody knows Chris Erickson, they know that I'm a lucky kid to get to hang in a spot with him.
Now, Batch RPC has done some glassware and some other stuff in partnership with a couple of artists. Is there a Chad piece yet in the collection?
There is a Chad glass. It's really, it's been really fun. I really have only partnered up with the artists that I show in there. So yeah, Chad does have a glass. It's really pretty. And
and it's so dainty.
It's very dainty.
So be careful.
But yeah, so you can come in and sort of take a piece, you know, of the art home with you on a smaller scale, which is really fun.
And that's the other cool thing. What type of place do you know that, you know, artists get to hang their stuff where they're like, hey, let's do a glass line or let's do
right.
two.
Right. And we have to be careful in non-commercial radio talking about pricing here. But one of the things that struck me when I brought the CEO of Colorado Public Radio, new guy, Stuart, moved to Colorado from Texas, and he was visiting all the little public stations. And I brought him down there because I wanted him to try a hard seltzer. He'd never heard of it. And then when he realized he could take home the gun map on a glass piece of glass for so little.
Yes.
In terms of dollars. It also seems like it's sort of mind-boggling that you guys are helping to get local art into people's homes without the art world markup. I mean, sure, some of your pieces on Thursday are going to be full price, like studio-level pricing.
Still good prices, though. Yeah, prices people can afford. When my friends have stuff on their wall, that's huge. Yeah. That takes the place.
I feel like you could charge 3 to 4 times as much for the glassware, and there would still be demand for it. So it just really strikes me as this community essence of what you guys are doing at the end of the day. Of course, you need to make money. You need to be able to pay your staff and the brewers and experiment and have fun. But it's just been, I'm just really honored that we are all kind of partnered here, too, and that Katie and Kay's helped to hopefully, you know, make sure people are aware of this stuff is going on. And Chad, it's real, real big honor to have you here. And please consider being a part of some of the upcoming Katie and Kay stuff. We'd love to put you on the wall here in our little classroom sometime this summer.
Right on.
And,
I appreciate that.
And the Labor of Love auction, you know, a lot of artists will drop a dusty piece from the back of their
sure. We'll be in touch
about room.
That for
yeah,
sure.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Man. And so this is Thursday the 14th. should I say the name or not?
Yes.
The Art
yes.
of Cool.
It's yes. a great name.
Now that everybody knows, it doesn't sound so bad.
And then if people want to check you out, maybe someone knows they can't be there, they already have plans on Valentine's, I'm going to be at Adam, Kate, and Holland at The Temporary that night. One of my favorite comedians in the game is in Basalt that same night. So I can't be there. How can people check you out if they're not in person at Batch?
Come stop by Batch. You know, you can always Google my name as well. Last name is Steig. And you can get all the contact information there as well. Also, I have a studio right in Carbondale, and anyone's always welcome to stop by and check out the new pieces as they come along. I'm always, always open to having visitors. So
awesome.
Get in touch. Come see a studio.
Great.
Go see all the studios in this town. There's so many good people, so many good artists.
And your URL again, if they want to.
What's that?
Can people look you up online?
Yes, Google my name. It'll take you all there. There's a couple different spots.
Perfect. Well, Chad, thank you so much. And that show is Thursday night, Valentine's Day.
Come.
Or anti-Valentine's Day, however you want to look at it.
However you feel.
That's at Batch on Main Street in Carbondale.